Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Today I speak with Lynn Lee, Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer for Royal Dutch Shell. We spoke a year ago about female empowerment. It's a good time to revisit the subject since International Women's Day is coming very soon. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Clarissa, and it's really nice to be back here.
Although you do realize this is your report card interview.
For sure, yes.
Okay. Now, Shell, I will say this, Shell is a huge company. You're one of the biggest companies in the world. And one of the things that I realized when I started doing research on you last year is how many women are actually in senior positions already, mm-hmm. you know, globally, not just here in Asia. So that is already something that Shell can say they have done. But is it enough? 1 year on, do you think that you've done better? And is there further to go?
Well, so that's always the question that we're asked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you look at over the years, if you look at our journey,
yep.
from the early 2000s to now, we have moved from single digit from 4% to where we are today, globally mm-hmm. at 26.4%. So, of course, the question is that enough?
Right.
Obviously not, right? Because we're talking about gender balance. Mm-hmm. But it takes time. You know, it takes time because it takes leadership commitment and it takes the whole organization. And it's not just Shell as well, right? This is an issue, a challenge that is for the entire oil and gas industry, mm-hmm. for the energy industry, for industries that have STEM roles. It takes all of us to actually resolve this challenge that we have.
Is it more of a challenge in an industry that is perceived traditionally as more of a male-dominated industry?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So even today, I've just mentioned to you, globally, we have senior leaders at 26.4%. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because we are still working with, you know, the fact that we have more men mm-hmm. In certain roles.
Sure.
And what is the challenge for oil and gas industry? Before I talk about challenge, maybe let me just roll back. The thing is that in companies like Shell, so in Shell, we pay people for the jobs that they do.
Sure.
So it's there is no differentiation between men and women. It's job, it's experience.
Yeah.
But what is different is that there's an inequality around the types of roles that men and women do.
Right.
Yeah, and that is the challenge in the oil industry.
With energy, I think it's very similar to anything that is technically based. You mm-hmm. know, for the longest time, if a girl said, oh, I want to be an engineer, there is a very great likelihood the parents will go, why not a doctor? Why not a lawyer? You know, try to talk her out of it. I think it should start much earlier when we're educating our young ladies.
Yes.
That, hey, energy is sexy. Engineering is sexy. Mm-hmm. And women actually naturally have the skill sets to be great at these industries.
Yes, and you're right.
If they're encouraged to be.
Correct. And for Shell, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. So we have a STEM program called Nexplorers. Mm-hmm. And this is really for school children, secondary school children. And we do this actually all over the world. So as an example, in Singapore, we reach out to the schools, we work with the teachers, we work with Science Centre. And the focus is really on getting the girls and boys curious about energy, mm-hmm. you know, about the complex issues around food, energy, water. And it's also to help them to be curious, right? And to help support them in terms of agile thinking, broad thinking. And it does start from there.
Yes.
To create that curiosity, that interest. And just as an anecdote, I was talking to the people who ran the program. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they said was that it's really great insights because the girls and boys really, you know, look at things from a different perspective.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So there was this little girl who went up to the teacher and said, I've observed that the boys typically take up a lot of the airspace and that girls don't get a chance to speak.
Right.
And that's very good observation, right? And it took a girl to actually observe that and articulate that. And that's the difference between, you know, how girls and boys would maybe look at issues, challenges differently. Mm-hmm. Not that it's better, but it's different. And that's what we want to reinforce.
We certainly do connect the dots differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boys and girls do connect the dots differently. I used to teach a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I, the same lessons, but how the lesson gets into the head of an individual child is different. How they put it all, how they put the information together, and how they then absorb it, how they then reproduce it in homework or assessment, yes, is different.
Correct. And that's what we want to encourage. We want to encourage that curiosity of a different voice, a diverse voice, because that's what we need to, you know, to try to tackle the energy challenge.
Right. Yeah? And it is a huge challenge.
It is.
I mean, I look at a lot of sustainability issues on this show as well. And for a company the size of Shell, you are definitely world leaders. And for you, a lot of people are going to be watching what you do in that space of sustainability. So it's a huge challenge. The more minds you have to try to, you know, to tackle those challenges, whatever their gender, is very important.
Well, our aim is to bring in the best talent, regardless of gender. And that's why this is a topic which I'm really passionate about. And I know that you share the same passion.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you said 26.4. Is that good enough? We go back to that question. Is that good enough? Where do you actually want to be?
So 26.4% is not good enough. Mm-hmm. We have been on a journey. So as I said, in early 2000s, we were at 4%. Mm-hmm. About 2016, we were about 16%, and now we're 26.4%. So do we want to accelerate the progress? Definitely. Yeah. So there's some short-term actions to take in terms of moving there faster. And there's also then some longer-term actions to take around getting to gender parity. And I remember saying this to you last year, right?
We did talk about gender parity last year.
Correct. And, you know, many times we look at this in terms of, you know, whether it's a female problem, you know, do we need to tackle just the females? But it's also about engaging, you know, both men and women, so we understand what the dynamics are. And sure. We understand what the issues are. Yeah, but having said that, there's some really tangible actions around what we do for the women. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you know, we focus on early career development for women. So we have this program called Women's Career Development Program.
Right.
And it's targeted very much in terms of professional, personal development. It creates the space. It's a 3-day program. Mm-hmm. It creates the space for our young leaders to come together and understand what it is that they need, understand the issues that women have in terms of challenges in the business. And it gives them the space to try to articulate and take actions for themselves.
Right.
Yeah. So this is early career. And we focus as well for leaders, female leaders. And we have a senior leader program called Senior Women's Connect. Mm-hmm. Now, that is very different. At that level, we're focusing on leadership awareness around the challenges that they face, personal gravitas. So the topics are very different. It's around power and influence. It's about executive presence. It's about sponsorship. And it's peer coaching. It's a 6-month program. A lot of it is topical. Mm-hmm. And the encouragement is that the senior women will take up that challenge of knowing who they are and what it is that they want to do to also focus and groom other women.
Right. Now, I have actually spoken to senior women from other industries, be it banking mm-hmm. and what have you. And if they're older, one of the things that seems to be a central theme among older senior female managers mm-hmm. is the attitude of, it's not good enough to be as good. You have to be better than the boys. But I don't necessarily agree with that thinking, because I feel that women managers might fall through the cracks if they're not better than the boys, but they're just as good.
Yes.
Right? So, and I don't even think we should be thinking along those lines. Just be really good. I don't care what your gender is at that point.
Exactly, right? Just perform. Yeah, just and do perform. What you're supposed to be doing, that job. No, I understand that feeling.
Right.
Yeah, so the feeling that you need to prove yourself a lot more.
Right.
Just to get to where you are today. Mm. But one of the things around getting to gender parity is actually to remove some of those micro inequities.
Right.
Yeah, so the perception that men are better at some jobs and women are better at other jobs, right? So, you know, women are better at supporting, you know, men are better at the, you know, rough and tumble type of roles. Mm. So it's to create a different culture.
Sure.
And you can do that only if you have more women in senior roles because you start to change that perception around what's expected and how it should be done. I echo then how senior women feel at this moment to say you almost have to be better mm-hmm. and to put in a lot more effort just to be seen as, you know, one of the boys. But I think we want to change that paradigm so that we don't need to be one of the boys, but we only need to be the best at what we do.
The best is what at what we do is exactly it. I mean, I am in an industry that really doesn't look at gender. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you're a woman or a man. It is really about how well you perform your job.
That's fantastic.
And that's great. And what you actually see is naturally there are a lot more women in certain roles mm-hmm. within media than you'd think.
That's right.
You know, and it's as easy for a woman to rise. So in media, we don't feel that so much until you get way up there in the lofty, in the lofty executive offices. And that would be nice to see that sort of an attitude permeate through different sectors, energy being one of them.
Yes. And I have to say that in a place like Shell, so I speak from my own experience.
Sure.
That I don't ever feel like my male colleagues are making it difficult mm-hmm. for me to do my job. Yeah, so
Than they should.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, because you know, if it's difficult, it's because of a personality and not because they're men.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it, you know, if there's difficulty around getting things done, it could be the way that the job is shaped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it also could be because it has been a male-dominated industry with certain perceptions, with certain styles of working, and it does need a different perspective.
Right.
Yeah. So it really is not about the men trying to be difficult for the sake of it.
Right.
Yeah. But we do need to then engage and have that conversation. Yeah. For the awareness to be built, for barriers to be broken. I think where we're seeing the shift as well is that perhaps the glass ceiling has been broken.
Mm-hmm.
But how sustainable is that? That is the question. Yeah.
I'm speaking to Lynn, the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer for Royal Dutch Shell. That's interesting. Now, we touched on Senior Women Connect, Women's Career Development Program. I'm actually interested to know, are there complementary programs for the guys? Because you're saying in the energy industry, to some extent, the men have to change mm-hmm. their perception of women working alongside them, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So are there programs for them to help them make that paradigm shift in thinking?
Well, I think you were actually looking through what I'm thinking, right? Because I was going to say and. Yeah, so we do have a program that is to engage men.
Mm-hmm.
And we welcome the women to be in that discussion as well.
Sure.
And it's called Balance Means Business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about engaging around the perspective of why gender balanced workforces is helpful,
sure.
yeah, and is beneficial. And it's also then an opportunity to understand from the men's perspective, what are some challenges that they face.
Right.
Yeah. So it has been a program that we've started to run. It has been really insightful in terms of some of the conversations that I've seen, because you know I've seen that it provides that platform. You know, for our male colleagues to voice their views and to actually come up with some very good, sharing and insights as to what else we can do to create that gender balance.
Yeah, okay, so from the guy's perspective, can you share some of their input from a guy's perspective? What do men think we can do for more gender parity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of times it's about personalizing it,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you talk about trying to get to gender balance, about men and women, you know, at parity, it's still a concept. But if you engage the men in programs, when you start talking about the people that they care about.
Right.
Yeah. Their sisters, their mom, their daughters, their wives. It's a totally different story.
Mm.
Yeah. So they do desire and aspire for their family members, their close ones, to do as well as them. That's one. The second one is around what they need to manage, as a family member, as the male partner in the equation. Yeah. So, for example, if they do need to help take care of the family, maybe it's not such an issue in Singapore. But we do have male colleagues who then need to have an equal share in terms of the family.
Sure.
Yeah, taking care of the child, when your child is sick or, you know, when you have a newborn. Those are all moments that matter.
Sure.
So how do we ensure that men have an equal chance of participating in that family dynamic?
Because now they want to.
Yes.
There was a time when they didn't want to.
Well, and there are still certain parts of the world, you know, where this could be something that is very odd, Yeah, but odd doesn't mean it is not the right thing. And sure. odd does not mean that the men do not want to participate.
Right.
Yeah, but it is a cultural shift and it will take time.
It will take time. So this conversation is obviously one that we might have to have annually.
I think so, yeah.
We'll celebrate our diversity and inclusion anniversary.
Exactly, yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. We have been speaking to Lynn Lee, Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer for Royal Dutch Shell, on female empowerment. And perhaps next year we'll be talking about it again and doing Shell's next report card. You're on Money FM 89.3. Lynn, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Clarissa.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.